in unison.
No, no.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
We should have done it all along. Yeah, we should have done reverse. Yeah, it's
did you want the blue man?
I'm not sure it was time.
Putting that pressure on.
Well, we're blue.
Yeah.
You better not be.
It's 4:30 right on the move.
Call the House Committee on Health Care to order for this fourth day of June. Thank you all for coming this afternoon, saving us being here tomorrow for our last bill. We've had a very busy day, it turns out, with dealing with the amendments to Senate Bill 833. We've reached a point where we have both the OHA and the representatives of some of the CCOs agreeing on -7 amendments, which we'll have a motion on in a bit. But we needed to make a comment on the -7 first. Will you join us?
Yes.
Did you open the work session?
I did not. Okay, well. Open a work session on Senate Bill 833. Go for it.
Chair Greenlick, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Rosa Klein, representing the Oregon Health Authority. And for the record, I want to state that the language at the end of the amendment that says, so it, between the -6s and -7s, there was a language change that changed the descriptive word for contract and rates from negotiated to proposed in order to ensure that our attorneys were okay with it, because there were some potential unintended consequences to our other contracts with CMS, I believe. And so I wanted to put on the record that we do not view this as giving us any less time than 60 days for the CCOs to review those contracts.
And you're talking about the line 15 through 17 on page 2?
I believe so. I don't have it in front of me.
That's the very
line 1 on page 2.
You're talking about line 1?
The proposed payment.
Oh, you're talking about the word, the proposed payment.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we got you. That's line 1 on page 2.
So line on page, is the -7s?
Yeah.
So line 6 yeah. on page 2, resulting from a federal review to proposed contract terms or to proposed payment rates before agreeing to the changes.
Okay.
That proposed word does not indicate that we are allowing any less than 60 days for that contract review.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Question.
Yes.
On the 60 days, just clarify also the 60 days for the record. Does that mean that the CCO, before the time starts on that 60 days, that the CCO receives that change in a written contract that is ready to be executed, be signed?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Can we have a few motions?
Chair Greenlick, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of final action on Amendment -7, since they have not met the posting requirements.
Let me have the Representative Hayden moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 8.
No. Down here.
-7.
The -7 amendments. You briefed him, you didn't brief me.
Since they've not been posted.
Which have not been posted. Is there any objection? Is there any discussion of that motion? Was there any discussion?
Question.
So moved.
Oh. So the -7s were not posted?
They've been posted very recently.
Not within an hour. They've been posted at 4.
So we suspended the rules.
Can I?
Oh, okay. So suspend the rules for the purpose of voting.
They're on all this, no.
They got posted at 4 o'clock. The committee needs to agree to take action on that amendment since it's under the 1-hour posting. So we suspended the rules.
But we don't have to sit here 25 minutes.
Okay.
Is this Rep. Kenny Geyer holding up everything? Mr. Chair, I want you to see what member is holding this committee up.
I'm torn on this. I like giving the public an hour to
so
digest
moved.
It.
Do we have another motion?
I'm torn.
Well, Chair Greenlich, I move to adopt the Dash 7 amendments dated 6/4/15.
Representative Hayden moves we adopt the Dash 7 amendments, Senate Bill 833, dated today, 6/4/15.
Correct.
Is there any discussion on that motion?
No.
So moved.
Chair Greenlich, we got one more. I move Senate Bill.
Got one more here.
Yeah. Oh, Chair Greenlich, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on Senate Bill 833.
Without
fiscal or revenue impact statements.
Oh, man. Representative Hayden moves that we take final action, that the rules be suspended to allow us to take final action on Senate Bill 833 without the fiscal and revenue impact statements. We do have fiscal and revenue impact statements on earlier versions. I think it's safe to say nothing substantive has changed with this amendment. And I suppose OHA has the same feeling.
I agree. I saw that what we sent to LFO, and it said that there was no change.
Was there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objections to the motion? So moved. The last motion.
Chair Greenlich, I move House Bill 8.
No.
I move Senate Bill 833 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And if we had two of these, they wouldn't know we were cheating.
Representative Hayden moves Senate Bill 833 as amended with the Dash 10 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The only discussion I would say to this is Senator Bates sent me a message earlier supporting any of these amendments and asking us to move on the bill. I think we're ready to move on the bill. Would you call the roll, please? Starting with W.
Representative
Weiner? Mr. Chair, I will be a courtesy yes because there might be a huge fiscal or something that shows up, so I'm a courtesy yes.
Representative Beeler?
Excuse.
Representative Flynn?
Aye.
Representative
Kennebrick?
Aye. Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
Chair Greenlight?
Aye. The motion carries.
Do we have a carrier?
Do we have a carrier?
Senator Weiner?
No good deed goes unpunished.
Who's Senator
this is Rep.
Hayden?
Bueller?
Rep. Hayden will carry.
Can you carry it? Bueller carry?
No, that's all right. You want to carry it? I'll carry it.
Okay.
Okay, Rep. Hayden will carry it. Thank you guys all for the work on this thing. Thank the committee for the busy year we've had. We passed quite a few bills. We'll have a report on it.
I will have the statistics on Monday for everybody.
All right.
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I would like to thank you for being the best chair there is because that slave driver Chair Holvey is making us come in for a half hour at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is wrong.
I told Chair Holvey that he was reported by one of his members as being mean.
Well,
so
I
now
think
that proves it, right?
As being a member of the Labor Committee, he's definitely beating up on labor. We're not getting equal pay. The minority has been abused in that committee. It's awful. Well, you're right. Fair and honest, and I appreciate that.
Oh, jeez. Monday we begin the CCO hearings.
We may change our mind.
You can get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep now. If you just say you're his nanny, you can get 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, and he can't take your passport.
Okay, there you have it.
You got to live there.
So, yeah, you got to live in the hearing room.
You
got to
live
the
at the Holby House.
I think I'm going to adjourn.
That's good.
Have a good weekend, guys. Guys, adjourn.
That's good.
Have a good weekend.